The situation in Syria is chaotic and volatile, but it's also a time of hope for the people of Syria. That's the message of Robert Pettit, the head of a UN agency investigating serious violations of international law in Syria since 2011. He says this is a momentous time for Syrians who grew up for two generations under a dictatorial regime that has now crumbled before their eyes.
One thing has struck me and has always been clear is that despite 14 years of stalemate, they never gave up hope for an inclusive and comprehensive accountability for their victimization. That hope now appears to be closer than ever to being realized.
Petty is head of a UN-created body with the unwieldy title International Impartial and Independent Mechanism to assist in the investigation and prosecution of persons responsible for the most serious crimes under international law committed in the Syrian Arab Republic since March 2011. For short, it's usually called the Mechanism, or IIIM. Just over a week ago, the IIIM issued a report called The Syrian Government Detention System as a Tool of Violent Repression. It described finding widespread torture, coerced confessions, and thousands killed in detention, with a massive arrest campaign targeting political opponents. With the fall of the Assad regime, Petit sees new opportunities to investigate and prosecute international crime.
There is now the possibility of accessing evidence of the highest level of regime and allied crimes responsibility. There's also now, as we've seen the very poignant image, the possibility to finally establish the fate of tens of thousands of Syrians who were illegally arrested and detained and suffered, for some of them, years of violence inside the prison system.
He says now the priority is to save evidence. Over in the UN Security Council, diplomats heard briefings from several UN officials on the situation in Syria. They described a humanitarian situation that continues to deteriorate. The Secretary General's personal envoy for Syria, Geir Pedersen, told the Council Syria must have a new constitution and free and fair elections. He says the political transition process must remain on track, or he fears new instability. The Under Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, Tom Fletcher, told the Council Syria is already one of the largest humanitarian crises in the world, with 70% of the population in need of support, and more than a million people displaced in less than 2 weeks. Meanwhile, on the ground in Syria, the United States carried out a series of airstrikes targeting Islamic State camps, according to the U.S. Central Command. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israeli forces will remain in place in a border buffer zone. And the Kurdish-led administration in northern Syria is pleading for a countrywide ceasefire. Petty of IIIM says the situation in Syria varies from place to place.
We are trying to keep track of those different situations across the country. Part of which, we all need to be reminded, is still very much under an armed conflict. So it's a very delicate and fluid situation.
He says the IIIM has gathered 283 terabytes of evidence, and it's ready to deploy in Syria. He says accountability is a key part of Syria's transition process.
Syrians from the beginning, as I said, I've never wavered in their commitment for accountability. I was very grateful for the statements of the commissioners from the Commission of Inquiry, the Special Envoy Pedersen, states and others about the need for accountability in any of this process, and that this process, this must be Syrian-led if it has any chance of helping Syria transition to a rule of law-based society.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.